little ones here and there. But I want to ask one now that I think maybe relates here, because it's one of the ones I've written on the plane. I mean, you know, your lab is characterized now, here, 1994, you know, your lab, as you look back over it, is characterized by all these different kinds of studies and different techniques.
Well, we can get into that.
Well, we're going to. I'm not trying to jump over it. I just want to say, as I hear you, a sense of excitement about these behavioral studies, and I'm just wondering, or maybe I should wait until the end to ask this, but I was just wanting to ask you. You know, as you look back now over all these different kinds of studies, are there one or two studies that particularly excited you, and that, you know, that you look back on with special fondness or something as being especially interesting?
Well, I think these were some of the most exciting experiments that I ever did,
yeah.
And that was recording from neurons in the awake behavior. This was the most exciting discovery, I think, that I ever was involved in my career. I think the MT studies were very exciting too, because we came on this area that no one else had knew what was going on, what's most exciting in science is when you come upon a discovery that is like taking candy from a baby.
Yeah.
In other words, there are some studies you do that are difficult. You get some exciting data, but it's you know, you have to really, it's like pulling teeth sometimes.
Yeah.
But you do get some exciting data. But the awake monkey experiment was like taking candy from a baby, because the neurons shouted at us and said, look what we can do in the awake behaving awake behaving animal, organism, the awake organism. Look how our activity can be modulated by the environment, by the environmental cues, and by the relevance of the stimulus to the behavior. And this was very, very exciting. And the MT discovery was also like taking candy from the baby.
Thing.
We went into this area and it just started shouting out at us about what the function of this area was. So that was very exciting. I think the other thing was exciting was... But other people had shown it before, was the expansion of the receptive field that we found after injury. And then, other people had shown that. And then we're getting ahead of our story, but the work that we've done in the lab with the molecular work with dynorphin, gene expression, that's very exciting. But of course, the most exciting things you do are the ones that you really have your hands into.
Yeah.
And my hands were really into the MT studies and into the awake behaving monkey studies. A lot of the subsequent studies, the lab got bigger. Other people were at the bench, and I was involved in that work.
Sure.
But it was writing the papers and talking about it on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
But my hands were not wet.
Right.
Or dirty.
Right.
Okay. But they were in the monkey experiments.
Yeah.